When your first child is born, many a parent would say, I never knew I could love so much. I fell in love with my husband, my wife, but when my child was born, it was as if a new kind of love had opened up. And I look at this beautiful child, and everything is wonderful. Until they become older. And then, once they want something that you don't give them, this beautiful creation, in whom you had seen salvation, says in a beautiful, dulcet voice, I hate you. I'm sure they mean it. Not that that should cheer you up. But these things pass after a few hours or a few years, and they return back to the beautiful child they were. And then something else happens, and they go, you are the one to blame for all the tragedy in my life. And once again you say, was this the same beautiful creature that I kissed when it had no teeth, no hair? And I said, wow, what wonder. We laugh because often people would say, when I was growing up, my parents didn't know anything, then they learned a lot, and then I didn't want to listen to them. And now that my father or my mother has died, how I wish I would have spoken to them. How I wish I could have asked them. How I wish I could just be with them. In the spiritual life, guided by the Spirit, and in true religion, just as in the human relationships I have just described, the goal is never to get stuff. For teenagers, this is disappointing. But you have shopping malls until they all close down because of online shopping. But the goal is to get to know the other person, to be with them. And often in religion, people come to religion with the same consumer mentality. They go to God, give me stuff. I don't want to get to know God. I want to know his menu, his online shopping options, and I want to get me stuff. I really don't want a relationship. And then we wonder why God steps away. Why is he insulted? Just because I don't want to know him, I don't want to live by the instructions he gave me, and I could care less about what he had to say. Why is he upset? Well, he's not upset, but I think he steps away and gives us a hunger for a relationship that says, isn't life beautiful because of who you know and what kind of relationship you have? And that beautiful child that provided nothing for you, had no income, and you looked at it with such deep love, isn't the same kind of love possible with the God who created all life? It is. But you can't come to God in prayer when all you want to do is shop, when all you want to do is ask. Like us, I think God says, do you want to know me? Do you want to be with me? Or just do you want stuff? Because at the end of your life, all the stuff that you can touch and feel and gather will not bring you an ounce of warmth. But the relationships, the memories, and the people that you can kiss and touch and say, I have shared myself with you. That will always give you warmth and give you purpose and give you a life worth sharing. And if we don't have people and God, we will try substances, we will try all kinds of things, and nothing will satisfy the heart that was created by God for himself and for our neighbor. So it is no wonder that when Jesus asks, what's this Bible stuff all about? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So when that teenager grows up and looks at their parents, they will say, I finally understand that my parents are not small shopping malls, but I need to love them as a person, as a young girl, as a young man, that they once were just like me. And thank God, I have someone who cares enough about me to want to be with me. May God be with you, and may you be with each other. Slava Isusu Christu.